Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A few days after the rest of the state, the city of Chicago is reopening today on a limited basis. Let's go live now to the Little Italy neighborhood on the west side and report from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The city's Phase 3 reopening includes allowing restaurants to provide a sit-down experience outside. Here in Little Italy, Taylor Street will be closed to traffic in the evening, so tables can be put on the street outside restaurants between Loomis and Ashland. There are five other streets where that will be happening as well. The city calls the program Make Way for Dining. The city's Phase 3 reopening also means that hair salons, barber shops, and non-essential retail are back in business. Same is true for hotels, office-based jobs, and fitness centers, where one-on-one training and outdoor group training are now allowed. Live on Taylor Street, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says the events of recent days have touched her personally. In an address last evening, said,
"It's about a fear that I must confess I still feel when I think about how the world will see my young black daughter. It is for that very reason that I stand with those who are sick and tired of a lack of fundamental change."
She says he's issued a series of reform directives to the Chicago Police Department to be implemented over the next 90 days. They're aimed at improving police training, officer wellness, and community relations, issues she says are critical to resolving our crisis. Protesters from around the area gathered on the city's south side last night for a faith-based march.
The marchers were from a variety of faiths. They were of all ages and ethnicities. They not only came from the South Side, but from across the Chicago area. One of them was Marnie Willinson from Albany Park, who believed in the peaceful nature of the march so much that she brought her children.
I'm a civil rights lawyer, and there's a long history. Obviously, this has a lot of historical resonance that it's African-American and other faith leaders that are leading the demonstration, so I wanted to bring my kids out to experience that.
The marchers stretched for blocks as they made their way from Bronzeville, just south of McCormick Place, to Washington Park. Organizers say more peaceful protests such as this are needed to deliver the right message and separate that message from the violence and looting. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago restaurant goers get their turn to hit some of their favorite eateries today, something suburban patrons have been doing since last weekend.
A few days after welcoming customers back for a sit-down meal in the suburbs, even though it's on a patio or deck, one restaurant operator says,
"People want to be out."
Nick Lombardo of Rosebud Restaurant Group says it took some time to figure out the social distance eating, but that and the other safety precautions are okay now. Lombardo also says the stay-at-home order gave them some time to rework the menu to focus on signature items. And
as far as what we've done maintenance-wise, yes, all of our locations, the little things have been fixed.
Angelo Lolino, who owns Massa Cafe Italiano in Elmwood Park, says they've had a lot of people show up, and they've been fortunate because since the shelter-in-place order started in March,
in the beginning, we probably furloughed maybe two people. I did my best to keep everybody on, and then once I saw that we were going to be okay and get the support from the community, I immediately brought those people back on.
Lolino says he's feeling confident about the state moving forward with Phase 4 later this month, allowing in-house dining with restrictions. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The state of Illinois is giving restaurants and bars some new limited options to try and recover some of their pandemic losses.
Those establishments can now serve cocktails to go. Governor Pritzker is saying the legislation will provide the bars and restaurants with a critical tool to bring in additional revenue until they can safely and fully reopen their doors. The drinks are available only in pickup and delivery orders and must be served in a sealed container. Drivers delivering mixed drinks must store them in a trunk or other compartment inaccessible to them while operating the motor vehicle. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.